Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Your hairy
bird, yeah, this is Teen Wolf, isn't it, Doug? It's your birthday. We're playing Teen Wolf.
Okay.
Who would you like on as a guest since we couldn't get you Janine?
Oh, I'm fine just kicking it around. I don't know that we have to have any guests.
You want to look ahead to...
I wouldn't get a guest just for little old me.
Missouri State on September 2nd at Faroe Field.
That's a heck of a matchup.
Little there. NBA, maybe?
Yeah, Quinn got swept last night.
Yeah, I read that. I didn't watch any of it.
You didn't watch?
I watched some of the hockey game.
Yeah, how about the Laissez Capital?
Yeah.
Known for breaking the hearts of their fans for years, and now they might break the Penguins fans' hearts.
Yeah, I kind of hope so.
TJ Oshie and Chat Deuses.
Yeah.
One win away from going to the Eastern Conference Finals. Oh, my.
Did you see Crosby took another header? Took a major header into the boards after having a concussion in the last game. I hope he gets out of his career in one piece. Because that's nasty stuff, and it's especially nasty if you have another one shortly after the one you just had.
Watch this. Nasty.
Nasty.
Nasty boys. Don't ever change. Janet Jackson, 86?
I don't know the years, Tim.
Bulky stage, I think, at that point. Kind of
healthy. Healthy stage.
Well, in certain parts of the country. Yes. Ryan Kelly is with us here on the radio. Hello, Ryan.
Hello, Ryan. Well,
good morning, Doug. I'll be your special guest. How about that?
How about that, Doug?
Works. Nice. That works. Sure. Thank you. Fabulous to have you with us.
Did you happen to catch the Larry Nichols Facebook Live last night?
Yeah, I heard it got graphic.
Oh, let me tell you something. This is probably the highlight of my... Well, now I think he does one every day.
Yeah.
The highlight of my night. Last night, I got to put this thing on. I don't even have to watch him anymore. I don't have to read the comments anymore. I just kind of put it in the background and start getting through paperwork. About 10, 15 minutes last night. I tell you, I never laughed as hard as I did. You know, you just, the long pauses, the no, Bill's hole. No, I don't seem that way.
Bill's hole.
Dash rides. I sit there in an awe and think about how beautiful he is. And my only question for you, Tim, is why haven't we syndicated this guy yet?
Yeah, I think we do need, maybe you can bring him to some of the markets you're already in, like Nashville, for example. I think he'd play well in Chicago.
Oh, I think you're exactly right. This guy should be nationally syndicated. He needs a website. He needs a podcast. He needs all that good stuff, and we got to show the world our Larry Nichols. He's an amazing man.
Amen, sir.
I missed his spot this morning, but I'm sure I'll be podcasting like a Dickens a little bit later today when I get some time. I'll catch it, but I'm sure he did a great job. And I just got to tell you guys how happy I am to be part of this wonderful show on this gorgeous Tuesday morning as I'm walking back into the office. And I'm going to hurry up and get back up to my desk so I can catch the streaming and get back on with you guys. Ryan Kelly, I'm the home loan expert right here, St. Louis, 1600 South Brentwood Boulevard. And want some consultation, want to get some advice, want to look at your mortgage. I think there's only one call you make. Call the office, man. I'm here all day. I'd love to talk to you. 314-781-9700 or thehomeloanexpert.com. My company is proudly the Home Loan Expert LLC. And we'll talk to you soon, boys. Thanks for letting me jump on.
There he is, Ryan Kelly, the title sponsor of this award-winning presentation. Ryan Kelly, thehomeloanexpert.com. Derek Gould coming up at 8:30 here on the radio program, talking about the Cardinals' four-game winning streak. Adam Wainwright on the mound tonight. Wouldn't it be lovely if Adam Wainwright can show some of his old form this evening in Florida? Florida's got the Marlins have a good lineup, but they too have some pitching issues. Like so many other teams. I mean, I feel like there's a number of teams in baseball, specifically the National League Central, but where you go, yeah, that's a really good lineup. Don't really have much in terms of pitching.
And everybody's getting hurt.
Yeah, boy, doesn't it seem like this? How many people got the stars in the game?
I know. It's just way too many.
Harper was back last night and had a home run against the Orioles, but Trout's been out. And then pitcher with the Pirates, Jameson Taillon, testicular cancer. Announced that yesterday. Yeah. So injuries and incredibly sad scenario there.
I mean, we keep talking about it. I still don't understand why there seemingly are so many more injuries, Doug, in the last 10, 15 years than there were 30, 40 years ago? I mean, what has changed? I mean, I know that teams are paying much more attention and much more careful, maybe, but, I mean, it's unbelievable.
The only thing I could think is that guys feel the need to throw just as hard as they can possibly throw. You can't get noticed as a kid unless you're throwing 95 miles an hour.
Right.
And there's a lot of them.
So it just sets them up for trouble.
Almost every pitch they throw is maximum effort. Where it used to be, you know, the old Greg Maddux style pitcher or John Tudor or guys like that, you know, the Bob Tewksbury, yep. In and out, fool them, get them off balance.
Not many of those.
No, there's not very many of those at all anymore. I mean, almost all the young guys that come up throw, you know, 93, 94.
Yeah, it just it amazes me how many more injuries there are today than there were 1975 and around there.
I'm sure that the teams are more protective of players now than they were then.
Yes.
And we notice it more. Everything that happens now, we pay more attention to.
True.
So it's all magnified. It's probably all plays into it. But
doesn't it seem like there's a hell of a lot more?
It sure does. It sure does. That's all I can think is that there's more maximum effort pitches. To throw 95, 96 miles an hour, you got to give it everything you've got. And I think if you do that on every pitch, you're bound to wear out sooner or later, aren't you?
You'd think. Yeah, I just it's fascinating how much more injuries are a factor today than they were.
Following the Cardinals win last night, the Cat... who is on the road, when the Cat's on the road, he is on the road with four seasons. Penske Truck. Doug, just look for the big gold truck.
I do.
He was talking it over with Matt Carpenter. Matt Carpenter seemed to caress him. Take a listen.
I saw that, yeah.
Couple of hits for the youngster, Sierra. How much fun have you had watching him do his thing?
It's been a lot of fun. I just want to put my arm around him.
All right, why don't you go do that, and then we can get rid of this awkward situation.
All right, thank you.
All right. Woo. Matt Carpenter.
Do you ever have players that start caressing you?
No, I haven't.
Well, Walter Payton.
No, well, I danced, sure, but he didn't have his arm around me like Carpenter had his arm around Hayes.
Right.
Jim didn't seem to fight it too hard either.
No. Mm-mm. Well, yeah. He wants to stick with whatever the team wants.
What does that mean exactly?
He just wants to keep his job and be nice and do the job that they ask him to do.
And if they want to embrace him during the interview,
go right ahead.
Okay with that.
Yep.
Now, if he had been a beautiful young girl, Carpenter would be in a lot of trouble today. But since it's Hayes, it's that's fine.
Yeah, if that were like Lisa Durgan.
Yep. Carpenter would feel the wrath of the whole world today.
Let me tell you something. Can I tell you something?
Sure.
I want this on the record. I need this on the record. Lisa Durgan may have been one of those beautiful women ever in sports television. And you know who she's married to now?
Baseball player Scott.
Spit it out.
Played for the White Sox. Outfielder. Scott
Pudsednik.
Pudsednik. Yeah. See, I got it.
Yeah. She was in Playboy, wasn't she?
Doug?
I don't know.
I think she was. I'll look when I get home. I think she was in Playboy.
Was she? I don't know.
Big bad wolf. Doug, Mother's Day, 5 days away. Have you guys decided what you're going to do yet?
No.
I have not yet, no.
I got a double shoot because I'm with my mother in the morning, early afternoon, and with Anna Marie's mother in the afternoon. I call it a double shoot.
A double shoot.
And then I guess it became a big controversy, this push gift and Mother's Day gift. Do you give Mother's Day gifts and push gifts? And I didn't know all this stuff.
What are push gifts?
So you'd never heard of it either?
I saw something on the fan pin about it, and I'm like,
I mean,
what
is
the
it
hell?
Is it as blatant and as meaning as I assume it means? You know what I mean?
Doug, like, what's a push gift?
Like, because the baby's pushed out? Is that why it's called a push gift? Because honestly, since I'd never heard of it, that's what I'm thinking it means.
I never heard of it either.
It sounds like some marketing ploy by a company to get you to buy more cards and more gifts.
Yeah. Kind of like doing Facebook Lives and having sponsors in it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, wasn't that what Valentine's Day is all about?
The money? Mark?
Yeah, it's just about the money, about buying cards and flowers and things.
So, the question is, do I get a Mother's Day gift for Anna Marie when the baby isn't born, but yet the baby is...
On its way.
On its way. And then it led to this whole thing on push gifts, which I truly had never heard of. But apparently it's a thing. It's like a real thing. Did you ever get your wife a push gift?
No, no, sir.
Interesting.
You're just supposed to show up at the hospital there. The baby comes out and you give your wife a present.
She hands me my son. I hand her a wrapped box of chocolates.
Well, I don't know that you want to spend that much.
So what would it be called on Father's Day? You get a Father's Day gift, and would you get
anal?
Wow! Oh, my Lord.
That's what you get for Father's Day.
That's where I thought we were going. Am I wrong? Am I?
Well, you didn't push, but
it's a nice idea. A push present is a present a partner gives to the mother to mark the occasion of her giving birth to their child.
All right.
In practice, the present may be given before or after the birth, or even, Doug, in the delivery room.
Oh, heaven's sake.
That's what she
wants.
Now,
I haven't been around for any of these.
Yeah, she's not going to want a push gift.
Yeah, I hear tell that while this is going on, it's not necessarily...
She'll hate you with every ounce of her being.
Yeah, just stay as far away from her as you can, or be as nice as you possibly can.
So that's where you walk up with a wrapped gift?
No.
Well, that's what Doug's saying.
No, I would pass on the gift at that moment. I'd do it before or after.
Yeah, just lurk in the background. Let the doctors do it.
Yeah.
If they want you to cut the cord, you walk up, you cut the cord. And then you get back to the background, and you just let them scream and yell. I wouldn't bring any gifts.
So what are you doing the whole time? Like you're on the fan pin, just kind of playing around?
You're hoping it ends as quick as you can, and the baby's fine.
Yeah, you're just kind of watching.
Just speed it up, and let the baby's okay, and then she can stop screaming.
And the first one usually takes forever, too.
Yep.
John Vaughn took a long time.
Yeah, it's 8-10 hours, something like that. Mm-hmm. A lot of times
so time to be on the fan pin?
Yeah, you could get a couple of...
I won't be on the fan pin.
You get a couple high lows in tournaments.
PLO. Well, Doug, what I'm recommending here for Mother's Day is this Pro Flowers. Everyone, of course, loves their mother and wants to do whatever they possibly can for whether it be their mother, their wife, girlfriend, whatever. Here's you go. Here's what you got. Pro Flowers. Mother's Day is this weekend. You can still send the 100 blooms for mom bouquet from Pro Flowers in time for Mother's Day and wow her with these bright, colorful flowers. It comes with a free glass vase for just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And if you really want to make a statement, you can upgrade to a premium vase and include gourmet chocolates for just $10 more. Choose the delivery date you want. And Pro Flowers guarantees your flowers will arrive fresh and beautiful and stay that way for at least 7 days or your money back. There's still time to get 100 blooms for mom delivered by Mother's Day. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and use my code MORNINGAFTER. You'll get these stunning flowers and free glass vase starting at just $19.99. That's proflowers.com and code Morning After when you click on the mic. Order today before you're out of time, and Pro Flowers is out of this bouquet. 5 minutes from now, Derek Gould will be with us live from Miami, where the Cardinals will try and make it 5 in a row. And more importantly, we'll see what Adam Wainwright can do this evening against the Marlins. In the meantime, Doug, there is a thing going on right now in Hollywood, which means it'll be going on in St. Louis in 4 years.
Probably.
That all of these female these stars are shaving their heads and bleaching.
Ooh. It's tragic. What is that?
Now, the first one's Katy Perry.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Would have never recognized her.
The second one, how do you pronounce this? Iggy Cara Delevingne?
That looks like an angry gal there.
Never heard of her. Okay, I think she's a model.
You'd never know it by that picture.
Yeah, you got to get a better model than that.
There's Kristen Stewart. They're all shaved. They're like buzz cutting and then bleaching the remaining hair blonde.
And this is not for a role. This is just...
No, this is the thing. There's Amber Rose. I guess Amber Rose is probably the first one to do it, at least in the celebrity world. I think Kristen Stewart did it like right after she hosted Saturday Night Live a couple months ago.
No, you're right. Amber Rose did it. And I thought it looked good on Amber Rose. She just has, I think.
Doug, do you think it looks good on Amber Rose?
I don't remember what she looked like beforehand.
Right there.
Yeah, well, I know what she looks like with it, but I don't.
I think she was bald before that.
There's Jessie J. She had that song. What was that song, Doug? Bang Bang with Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj?
I don't.
Was it Bang or was it Bang Bang?
I don't remember.
Bang or Bang Bang?
What
and
was
I
it,
think
Doug?
She dabbles.
I don't know.
I think she dabbles. Who else do we have? Everybody's doing it.
Ugh.
It's one of the worst trends I've ever seen.
It's kind of a surprising thing.
It's hideous.
But I'm just telling you how things work. Kind of like David Beckham got the haircut you see everybody in St. Louis running around with now, and even guys on The Bachelor still you know, kind of the shaved, but then like the combed over thing. He did that like 3 or 4 years ago. Then it makes it way in, you know, into the South and Midwest. And so what I'm telling you is we don't see it around here right now.
You think it's coming?
It's coming.
Oh, no.
That's the way that it works. No, so I'm telling you, women, they're gonna, not a bunch, but some, will shave their heads and bleach the hair blonde because that's what's doing right now in Hollywood. That's
I hope not.
Doing.
Annie Lennox did it way back in the day.
The Eurythmics. Yeah. Like there's Karen Gillum. I don't know who that is.
It couldn't look worse.
Looks like she was in a concentration camp.
Why do they want to look like a man?
Anne Hathaway did it.
Yeah, but she didn't go crazy.
Yeah, she didn't. You're right. Wow, Natalie Portman did it.
Yep.
And even Sigourney Weaver, Doug.
Not a good look for her. Mm. Nope.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Rose McGowan.
That's terrible.
Rose McGowan's head kind of looks like mine. I would have probably faded that.
It's almost like, what can I do to make myself look as bad as possible?
Cate Blanchett.
I mean, it's honestly awful. It's
hideous.
Going on.
It's all. Yeah. What I'll tell you is, it's a whole thing. It's an absolute. Even Charlize Theron did it. No.
Yeah, terrible.
Let me tell you, if I see a gal in the loo with that, you're going to say something. I'm going to say
even at Normandy.
Terrible move. Terrible. They may not be allowed to play at Normandy.
Who talked?
Now, wasn't that something that Martha Burke had a big problem with? Isn't that what she was protesting?
She was trying to get the gals in to be members.
Is it harder to get into Augusta or Normandy?
Right now. If you wear that hair the way you do, you will not be playing at
Normandy.
You
can't get in.
No, they may let you play at Augusta, but we will not let you play at Normandy. That is a terrible look.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Ugh, gross.
The look is kind of, I do my own thing.
Well, you do it wrong.
I'm smarter than you. Yeah. Look at me.
She was a Playboy playmate. That comes from Courtney D.
Who was?
I don't know.
It's like Durgan?
Oh, Rebecca Lisa Durgan.
I hope she hadn't cut her hair off.
What year Lisa Durgan was in Playboy, Doug?
I don't have any idea.
You don't know?
Give me the date. I'll bring it in tomorrow.
You have the back issue?
I go all the way back to 94, so.
Do you really have every issue from 94?
Yep.
Holy moly. And who was the playmate then that was Karen McDougal?
Nothing wrong with her.
In 94?
Yeah, I think so. Doug, was that Karen McDougal?
I don't know.
She had nice McDougals.
Okay,
tell you that much.
That's enough.
A lot of people in the text inbox not happy with this shaved.
They shouldn't be. It's hideous.
You think it's some sort of political protest?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I mean, I just can't believe a gal sitting around with a full head of hair goes, yeah, I'm going to shave my stuff. I think it's going to look really
good. Well, Kristen Stewart's now, I don't know if she's bisexual or if she's full on lesbian, whatever. I kind of get that, you know, because, you know, I'm going to get Janie the lesbian on here and get confirmation. Maybe I should, actually.
She wouldn't. Janie would not look good with it.
None of them look good with it.
But Janie, I think, in her relationships is the more femme, right?
I would say so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lipstick.
For example.
She has the lipstick.
So then oft times, they're with the butch lesbian, mm-hmm. and the butch lesbian would be the one more inclined to go with the shaved head.
You would think.
Right. But some of these women are... Like Charlize Theron, you know, is a straight woman, I believe, married, has children. I'm saying it's a whole thing. It's crossing over. It's not just something for the lesbian.
Right.
I mean, I could see it if they were doing it in a show of a friend that had cancer and had that situation themselves.
Yeah, it's a show of support.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. I mean, just to do it as a statement or as something they think looks good.
Yeah, Katy Perry, who I think is beautiful.
Yes.
I don't think this is doing, you know. Listen, I shave my head because I don't have a choice. I just don't have a choice. But some of these women are absolutely beautiful. So I don't know. Maybe you're right, Doug. Maybe it is a statement. I don't know. All I know is it's a whole thing. It's at the top of TMZ today.
It's
maybe
a bad
I'll get
the, thing. It's
get
a
it
bad.
On the fan pin and see what people are saying.
You'd think that actresses, singers, those celebrities wouldn't want to look like other people. They want to have their own distinct look. And this kind of eliminates that.
Yeah, but I mean, let me take you back to this time. Can I take you back to this time?
Sure. I'm busy.
You know what time I'm going to take you back to?
This time.
1994/95.
All right.
You know what the haircut that almost every young lady was wearing in that time? When I say it, you'll remember it. And especially for people around my age.
No.
They will absolutely
Can I have initials, please? I like a guessing game.
I'm going to give you the name of the real actress.
All right.
The first letter is J.
Jay-Z.
No, not Hope.
It's a gal.
Jane Hathaway. Jane Hathaway?
She wasn't a singer.
Judy Tenuta.
The second is A.
Jane. Jane Mansfield.
I know who he's talking
about. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I believe so.
I'm giving you first letter of first name, first letter of last name.
Do you know, Doug?
You said the first, what are the letters?
J-A.
J-A on the first name.
No. J-A are the initials.
Julie Andrews.
Now she's receding a little bit, and it's a tough thing to see.
Well, she's pushing 80 at this point.
I understand,
point.
But most 80-year-old women, I don't think, begin the balding process.
No.
I began the balding process around 18. Right. Well, I'll tell you, it was a whole thing. Holy moly.
Jennifer Aniston.
That is
Aniston.
Correct. Yep. They called it the Rachel.
Yep.
So,
but that's
because
more
she had
legitimate.
The layered hair. I understand, but what I'm saying is, and this is the way trends work, like I decided with men,
yep.
The David Beckham thing a few years ago, whatever David Beckham does, mm-hmm. a bunch of guys who might be interested in putting from the rough, they begin to do as well. But it's right. under the guise of, hey, women like this, except really my buddy at the gym thinks it's hot, and I'm kind of interested in my buddy at the gym.
Oh,
I'm just telling
sakes.
You what's going on. I'm just telling you what's going on.
All right.
So... what I'm telling you is
the trend.
At parties in the park in 2021, there are going to be a bunch of women gold digging on guys who are working at Enterprise mm-hmm. with shaved hair, and the left what's left over is bleached. I'm just telling you that's what's going on. So if you want to bet on that, Doug, now bet on that and make some money on your birthday.
And when you say guys that are working at Enterprise, you mean the guys that are bringing the cars out,
right?
Okay.
It parties in the park,
right?
And they flashing, and they spinning, and they spinning.
All right. I have a feeling this might be one of those trends that doesn't last very long
because
it looks so horrible.
Now it's nice and light for the summer.
Okay. What your regular hairdo? Your head is heavy because of your hair.
I mean, I just can't believe a babe looks at herself in the mirror and goes, "Boy, this does look good, doesn't it?"
You need to chop it off and have white hair.
Yeah.
You know, there's an adult film star by the name of, is it Riley Nixon or Riley Cruz?
Well, I wouldn't know.
She was one or the other, and her...
Pat Riley.
No.
Now he had the three-peat trademark thing.
Yeah.
But totally different person, because this is an adult film star who's 21 and female. And she has the shaved hair thing, and her Twitter handle, as you all know, is @BuzzedBaby. And, yes, Plow... Marla.
Yeah, she actually just did a...
thank you.
Not just did, but maybe this was a month or so ago.
Doug, was it 6 weeks ago, I guess? Because I remember it was right around Sergio's run.
Cassidy's timeline, and it could be a month, it could be an hour. She
be very careful right
she
here.
Can get
I know you're about to go, and I know that I can't...
No, they just had a nice scene, her and the shaved head one, a couple other gals, and I don't know if it was Danny Mountain or... I can't... It was one famous guy, because he tweeted it out. And
he got them all? Or
got them all,
yep.
And looked like they all had a great time.
Super sure. M! Yeah, I think Aria Faye was in that. Jill Cassidy.
JK.
Riley Nixon. God, I can't think of... Who was the fourth one?
Otis Nixon?
No.
Oh, yeah, and he always gets lost, it seems.
Yeah, he couldn't find the Atlanta Fulton County Stadium.
No, couldn't find the ballpark.
Well, so, it was before Google Maps.
So Riley Nixon did it a few months ago, and I remember sitting at Billy G's with Ariana Marie, Janie the Lesbian, my wife, and the great Jack Spade following TMA Live, and I was discussing this lid on the Buzz Baby with Janie the Lesbian saying, is she hot? Is this hot? Are you lesbians into this? And Ariana, who performs with women, are you into this? And Janie the Lesbian definitely liked it, but is it because Buzz Baby has a pretty face? And so with some of these women who don't necessarily have the same pretty face, can you pull it off? Or is this something that guys are going to find themselves getting into? I don't know.
No, I think Rose McGowan is gorgeous.
But she's got a me head situation.
That haircut does
a
not...
A me head?
Yeah.
What's that?
My head, and it ain't good.
Her head looks like yours?
Yeah.
How do you recognize her from you?
Exactly. Well, she's about a D cup.
Yeah.
Well, that's not on the head.
I'm a light A. I like shaved head. Thanks. TJ, I'm sorry. It's like, what was that? That was a bad impression of a Native American from like a 1960s film texting in.
It's terrible. It's awful.
Guys, I'm starting a hair trend called the Vaughn where I shave my forehead. Thanks. That's from the 314.
Yeah, that could be catchy. That's kind of what these girls have done.
Guys. What part of the whole head shaving trend is a backlash against men's expectations of what a woman should look like? So you're hating it is the whole point. That's from the 248.
Knock it off.
That's a smart person.
I don't think that's what it is, but maybe it is.
I think there could be an element of that, not with all of them, but I could see where a gal says, you know what, screw these guys. I'm going to look like a dog. I'm going to look terrible. I'm going to look terrible.
Do you wear your hair based on women's expectations? You just wear it how you like it.
Correct.
And that's what women do.
Doug, the 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Sildenafil, the same active ingredient in Viagra, offering the same results, but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith Medicine or Pharmacy at 314-432-5020 or go online at goldsmithmcp.com. It's time for Derek Gould, the Cardinal Reporter for the Post-Dispatch, brought to you by GFI Digital. GFI provides IT solutions ranging from basic help desk to being your fully outsourced IT department. Let the experts at GFI make technology simple for your business. Start by visiting them online at gfidigital.com. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us from Miami, Derek Gould on the Appliances Counter phone lines. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning. I continue to disappoint. Not in Miami, though.
Oh, you're not in Miami. I apologize, Doug. You said he was in Miami, and you were wrong as rain.
Oh, well, I didn't really say it yet. I would have, but I didn't.
What are you traveling in Europe?
I wish. No, Rick Hummel is down there in Miami. That's one of that's his place. So
he's a Miami guy.
He is.
He likes that South Beach, is what he does. Well, either way, the Cardinals have won 4 in a row. And on this road trip, they have been doing some raking. Last night, Carlos Martinez was partially responsible for the raking. Do you think that we are seeing the Cardinal offense turn, or are they running into some questionable starting pitchers?
Well, they are certainly running into some agreeable starting pitching.
So. Agreeable. Oh, I like that. Agreeable. I like that.
Yeah, they're very hospitable teams they're playing.
I like that even more.
However, they did sweep the series in Atlanta, and they needed all facets of their game to sweep that series. And I'm including the young rookie in that, 21-year-old Mag Sierra. I mean, he doesn't run that ball down in the gap. He doesn't give the Braves something to think about defensively, and that game probably doesn't go to the 14th inning with the Cardinals having a chance to win it there on Sunday. So I think, they took 2 of 3 from the Braves, and that's a successful thing. They sweep the Braves because a lot of their game is coming together because they're getting contributions from throughout the lineup. Tommy Pham, obviously, providing a jolt. I think, this is not the Cardinals at their best. This is not a Cardinals team that can, say, sweep the Cubs or win a series from the Cubs here on the horizon if the Cubs are at their best, which they have not been. But this is a Cardinals team that is starting to get there. And with the addition of Dexter Fowler, is a team that you could easily see being there. And that means Fowler at full strength, Fowler at health. But, if they play defense like they did in Atlanta, they get pitching like they have here recently, and they find a way to generate offense in the various ways that they have, some of which they're doing because they're talented, not just because they're facing some agreeable pitching. I think you're seeing the style of team they want to be.
And the Cardinals have put up some disagreeable pitching of their own. Martinez pitching well last night. 4 of the 5 starters are really humming along pretty well right now.
This is their strength, and that's what has to be the edge. You look at going into this season, I think we talked at length about it, certainly. I've tried to write about it in the Post-Dispatch, but if the Cardinals can find an edge against the Cubs, it's going to be the rotation. The Cubs do not have the depth of starting pitching necessary to maintain last year's lofty success. They got great pitching last year. They got pitching like the Cardinals did the year before, and there is always a regression to the mean, and they did not go out and add somebody to bolster those innings. So the Cardinals have what the Cubs need when it comes to starting pitching, and if that's where this division is going to be decided, that's where the Cardinals can find their edge.
Derek, how much, Tim talked about this early in the show, not to simplify it, but do you think this could be a case of they played some better teams early, now playing some teams that might be a little weaker, and that's part of it? Or do you sense that maybe things are coming together more than just that simple equation?
Well, let's go back to the Yankee series, right? So the Yankees are what? I mean, they're 7-0 against the National League Central, right?
Yeah.
The Reds yesterday. I mean, they sweep in Wrigley. They sweep the Cardinals. So two parts of that. One, the Yankees are better than people expected. Maybe the Yankees expected them to be this good. Certainly they expected their lineup to be this good. But they're better than people expected. However, I would argue that the Cardinals could play that series 100 more times against 100 different teams or 29 different teams 3.5 times each and still be swept. They could have gone into Atlanta and played a series like they did against New York and lost 3 games. What the Cardinals did at Yankee Stadium was they gave away games with errors. They pitched very poorly, especially, you know, Martinez had that just really odd and wacky game where he's walking it wasn't until the 50-plus pitch that a ball was put in play because he was so wild. And then they had 2 errors on throws to home plate that directly led to runs that led to decisive runs. You cannot play that way against any team in Major League Baseball and win. The team that we're seeing now is not like that. And in fact, you know, Matheny kind of talked about that with a few of us after the game Sunday there in Atlanta. And he mentioned, you know, when you play well and you play sharp and you play a familiar kind of fundamental brand and you get beat, it's far easier to stomach that because, you know, you're going to lose 60-plus games every season. You just want to lose them to the team that plays better or pitches better that day. He said, but when you're giving away games, when you're playing defense like the team was, when you're taking poor at-bats and you're not doing things situationally, that all these things you can control, when you're not doing those and you're losing, he said, that's the problem. And that's what the Cardinals were those first weeks. They were giving away games because of things they could control. That's not who they are now.
Sierra is an intriguing player. He's been able to contribute in the 2 games that he's played. I guess the question is, what kind of future does he have with Grichuk and Piscotty and Fowler seemingly anchored there for a few years now? What are the plans, as you understand
He could be the Cardinals' starting center fielder on the horizon, like 2019 maybe.
You think they'll wait that long for him?
I mean, I think that might be when he's ready for it. I mean, we're seeing flashes of it now, but there's got to be consistency. I think his glove is ready now. I mean, his speed is ready now. But, you know, over the long haul, I'm not sure you want 100 at-bats from him at the major league level right now. Maybe that changes next year. Maybe he's in a position to be the first man up next year. He does give them depth in which to pull from if they want to trade somebody ahead of him. Because he could be ready next year. But I think, you know, what he's done here is very impressive, and what he's done is really, illustrate how there are some skills that a player has that, regardless of the level, help in short bursts, like the glove, like speed. But it's that consistency and the value of somebody who can do it over, you know, 400 at-bats, 500 at-bats, at the major league level that really separates somebody who's ready for that kind of competition, that level of competition, and a young guy who is, still needs some steeping, I guess would be the word, some experience. And I think Sierra's in that realm. I mean, this could be very valuable to him because it can give him a taste and he can know what he has to work on to move ahead, somewhat like maybe what Luke Weaver is going through. I mean, he arrived pretty quickly last year and got a pretty hearty dose of what he had to improve on, and now that's what he's doing in AAA. Sierra could be the same way and be ready to when he arrives and there's an opening for him to be sure that he stays.
Hey, that could be odd when Jose Martinez comes back and Piscotty comes back. If they tell Sierra, okay, back to the Florida State League, back to Class A, you don't see that very often.
No, that's why I asked Mike that question. I said the one thing about a big leap like this is it's going to be followed by a big fall. Does somebody need to talk to him about that? And Mike said, he knows, that Sierra knows what brought him here and knows what they need him to do and knows where it's likely he's going to go back.
And Matt Carpenter certainly on a tear now. They do score a lot of runs.
Good hitter hits wherever he goes.
Yeah, your number three hitter starts to hit for power, and it's amazing how the whole lineup seems to do better around him.
That's a great point, too. Yeah, and then all this hand-wringing, you know, he can only hit leadoff. Matt Carpenter is an all-star hitter. He hit leadoff. That just meant that he started off a game. He can still be the same hitter, number three. He is a talented hitter. It maybe shows you what can happen. I mean, him batting second, him batting third, you know, he's ready to be the fulcrum of this lineup. And you're right. I mean, you can see everything kind of mesh around it. And that brings me back to what I was saying. I mean, what this team needs to kind of be that final Lego piece to put in there before they go up against the Cubs is Fowler, full strength Fowler. Yeah. And now you're talking about a really good team.
Derek Gould with us here in the Ryan Kelly Morning After, brought to you by GFI Digital. I was discussing this yesterday, and I realized part of it, and I totally get it. I don't have a problem with it either. Leading into the Yankees and Cubs Sunday night game on ESPN, the front page was these two are on a collision course in October. I'm sure part of that is wishful thinking. To talk about a collision course in October, and if one of the teams isn't the Washington Nationals, seems like you're not necessarily really. Again, I realize it was part marketing because the game was going to be on ESPN. That's part of the deal, and it's two of the top three markets in the country. So that's fine. Totally cool. Get it. But the Washington Nationals, at least at this point, when you observe both the pitching and the hitting they have.
They're brilliant.
Aren't they? I mean, that strikes me as a machine in Washington.
Yep.
What do you think?
I mean, I know you're asking about Washington, but I agree with you. I think Washington is the best team, and to be honest, is the best team I've seen. They were better than the Yankees, and I saw them on the same road trip. But Washington was the best team. In fact, during spring training, Houston and Washington were probably the teams that people talked about most. Houston being the better of the two was kind of the description down there in Florida. But Washington was respected. I'll tell you a quick thing about the Cubs, all right? In asking around about the Cubs and in talking to people about the Cubs, and this, you know, going into the season, you know, if you were to press the Cubs and the reporters there did, or, you know, those of us who talk to Cubs officials every so often, I mean, they were aware that their starting pitching was not as robust and that it could catch up with them, and that is something that they're going to have to address. They're aware of that. You know, they tried to do something with the bullpen to shorten games, to sort of buffet themselves for what they expected to be some turbulence with their starting pitching, to be honest. I mean, actions always speak louder than words, and their actions were preparing for needing pitching at some point in time. What I found interesting is when you talk to people now about the Cubs and what they're like, a scout or another executive or reporters, they start describing the Cubs. And if you listen real carefully, they're not describing the Cubs of 2017. They're talking about the Cubs of 2016. Mm-hmm. And of course they're talking about the Cubs of 2016. It's a team that we've got in history for breaking the curse. However, nothing that they did carried over. They're not World Series favorites because they just won the World Series. You're World Series favorites because of the talent and because of how you're playing today, right now. And I find that interesting. It would be like last year if in August, as the Cardinals, you just are like, wait, there's something wrong. There's something off about this 2016 Cardinals team. If we said, well, you know, last year they won 100 games, and we started describing that team. That's a little bit what it feels like with the Cubs, that people are looking past what they're doing in 2017 and describing the 2016 just because the 2016 was so strong. And I think that's important to keep in mind. You know, 2016 is over. They're not that team anymore.
Derek Gould, Post-Dispatch, presented by GFI Digital. GFI provides IT solutions ranging from basic help desks to being your fully outsourced IT department. Let the experts at GFI make technology simple for your business. Start by visiting them online at gfidigital.com. Derek, appreciate the time, sir. Thanks so much.
Always a pleasure. Talk with you guys later in the week.
Thank you, Derek. Derek Gould with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. I like that psychoanalysis regarding the Chicago Cubs. I don't think that they are even close to actually what they are offensively yet. But from a starting pitching in particular standpoint, it just hasn't been particularly good. And I would imagine it's only, I mean, when you consider that they had the length of the game they had on Sunday night, then they had to sit at Coors Field yesterday thinking they were going to play that game after getting in at God only knows what time in Denver from the game that ended at like 1:15 in Chicago to now having to play a doubleheader at Coors Field.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! That'll do wonders for a pitching staff.
Yep.
A 17-inning game, is that what it wound up being, 17?
18.
18-inning game in on a Sunday night, a flat where you're sitting there, and then a doubleheader at Coors Field. There isn't a bigger recipe for disaster. And you know who it could benefit? The team they play next. Who is that? The
Cardinals. Yep. They'll be worn out by the time they get here, we hope.
Arrieta gets the start in game one, and Doug Ron Say will pitch game two.
The Penguin?
The Penguin is coming out.
I don't know that he's much of a pitcher.
What an infield they had, though, when you think about it, with Garvey.
Dave Lopes.
Davey Lopes.
Bill Russell at short.
And then the Penguin at third. That was strong.
Mm-hmm.
Jaeger behind the dish.
Yeah, or Jaeger
Steve
and Socia.
Socia. Yeah. Well, Jaeger first.
One of, I think Jaeger for the most part.
Doug, 1980 world champions or 81?
Oh, I don't
Tug
know the
McGraw
years.
Was 80
the
against the Royals.
The Tugger.
And then 81 was the Yankees and Dodgers. And then after that, I can give you all the World Series.
Yeah.
He knows 82.
Yeah, of course. It's where it all started.
Yeah, I can give him to you early through the 60s and most of the 70s.
Do it. Do it on my chest. For your birthday. For your birthday.
Come on, for your birthday.
The 60s, the Pirates beat the Yankees on the
Bill Mazeroski
walk-off.
Shot heard round the world, which of course was not that home run.
61, I believe the Yankees beat the
Twins.
No,
Dodgers.
Giants. Giants. In 62, I think it was the Yankees again over maybe, well, I thought I knew them. The Reds?
Jake? Really?
Big Red Machine. That was when Joe Morgan was starting to.
No, that was a little.
I know 64, obviously, the Cardinals.
So you didn't do 63, though, baby?
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank on 63. Maybe I don't know all of them.
Iggy, who was 63?
Iggy, who was 63? Seika and Kitten Navidad.
No. Well, they were, very much
before
in their
time.
Right there.
It was more, they still had the tassels, and they weren't showing
anything.
They weren't
showing. Mm.
Doug, 64 was like Cardinals and
Cardinals
Yanks.
Beating the Yankees.
And then 65,
I believe that
Dodgers.
Was Dodgers beating the Twins.
Yeah, I knew the Twins were in there.
Yeah. And 66, I want to say the Dodgers again, but that can't be right, is it?
No.
Dodgers and maybe the Marlins.
No.
The Marlins weren't around. Marlins weren't around.
Oh, yeah, they're both 95. In the National League. 93?
95, I thought.
Doug, I'm going to go 90.
For the Marlins?
At 95, because that's when they had the new division. It would have been 94.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, back to 60.
67, of course, is the Cardinals beating the Red Sox in 68.
Oh, pesky's poor.
Tigers beating the Cardinals in 69 was the Mets.
The Amazons against the Orioles.
Yeah, Orioles.
Baltimore Orioles won in 66.
Against.
Over the Dodgers. Yeah. Swept them.
Yeah, they had those.
Oh, Jibby Palber.
Was that the year they had the 420-game winners?
Jibby Palber.
It might have been after that, I thought, but they had some damn good pitchers.
Who were they, Doug? McAnally,
Jim
Cuellar,
Palmer, Pat Thompson.
It had to be a little later, didn't it?
It seems like it was a few years after that.
Kevin Gausman?
No, he pitches now. He wouldn't have been pitching in the 60s.
Doug, could you tell the audience about Sherry's Berry?
I don't know, my head hurts from trying to think back.
The Berries.
Well, you put on a clinic.
Mets won in 69, Doug.
The Amazons.
I know, they beat the Orioles.
Yep.
Sherry's Berries wasn't around back in the 60s. And if they had, we would have enjoyed their product then. It's something that's been around here lately. And so this is just an absolutely perfect thing for you to get to mom on this Mother's Day. She will just love them. And there's still time. You still have time to get her these freshly dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99 plus shipping. Sherry's Berries are huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings. And even though you wait until the last minute, we've got an exclusive offer for you. Double the berries for moms for just $10 more. And she'll also get free cake truffles, too. So pick your desired delivery date, plus your satisfaction is guaranteed, or you get your money back. Now, the only way to get these amazing berries deals, starting at just $19.99, is to visit berries.com. Here's what you do. You click on the microphone in the top right corner and use my code, morning after.
Yes.
And then double your berries for mom, and dad can have some too, and you get free cake truffles before they run out. That's berries.com. I'll spell it.
Do it.
berries.com, and the code is morning after when you click on the mic. This amazing deal won't last long. Mother's Day is this weekend, so be sure to order now. Do it now. It's already Tuesday.
No, you got to. Thank you, Doug. It's Mother's Day this weekend. Sherry's Berries. The 8 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Derek Gould, good Cardinal baseball discussion. Four wins in a row. Tonight, Adam Wainwright on the mound against Dan Straley of the Miami Marlins. They get a Wednesday night baseball game tomorrow before heading home, day off, and then three against the Cubs. See how the Cubs handle the Rockies with a doubleheader today at Coors Field. The 8 o'clock hour brought to you by Sildenafil, the same active ingredient Viagra, offering the same results but with massive savings. To learn more, call Goldsmith MediCenter Pharmacy at 314-432-5020 or go online at goldsmithmcp.com. Jason Barrett just released his Under the Radar column.
Whoa.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
Well, there's the 9 o'clock hour.
So we have that coming up for you, Doug, because I know you wanted to have that. And then we got a gentleman called in to hold us accountable on the I didn't even know there was a 590 business office line, I have to tell you.
A business office line.
Yeah.
But well, you're not necessarily involved with the day-to-day anymore.
That's correct, but I didn't know when I was that there was. So we have that. We have a voicemail, because you got a voicemail from Ms. Butler one time holding you accountable. Now somebody's holding us accountable.
Uh-oh.
She read me the riot act, that gal.
So we have that coming up for you. And then we kind of look back at Swope's picks from this past weekend.
Oh, fantastic.
All right. Plus the Hot Shots email of the day, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.